Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties. Pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And also, the service department inspections routine with oil changes, everything. Make sure that you're always on the road with as few problems as possible. Tough stuff, diagnostics, you name it. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We're going to move Ed DeChellis, by the way, to next week. And by the way, Tony Knopp, I had already had scheduled Tony to be on the show. I know everybody thinks Matt schedules things, but no, sometimes I make the call myself and like going, okay, really, I don't want to talk to this guy. I already had scheduled Tony Knopp to be on the show 10 days ago. Tony's going to be on the show on Wednesday next week. And then we'll move Ed into probably Tuesday's show, because obviously there's no show on Monday. But I think we need to, maybe I'll get a hold of Ed. We'll put Ed on tomorrow. But with everything going on, we think that we need to keep everything open here. The time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Mark Appel of the Phillies. Long, long, long road to his major league debut.
Houston Astros in 2013 out of Stanford. And a first pitch is swung on in line. Marcelo, 1-2. And a call. Strike three. First big league strike. 1-0 pitch to Gosselin. Bouncer left side. Didi Gregorius flips to second. It's a scoreless debut for Mark Appel. Yeah. 10 pitches.
Tommy McCarthy with a call on the Phillies Network. I am so happy for him. You know how I feel about people who persevere. It takes so much in anything to persevere because we all want instant gratification in life. And sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes the waiting is difficult. The effort it takes to wait can be tough. He went through all that. Injuries derailed him for a period of time. And he finally made his major league debut last night. I think, at the age of 30? Yeah, the former number one overall pick by the Astros. So, Mark Appel, good for him with the Philadelphia Phillies. He'd been pitching well at Lehigh Valley, so it wasn't really a surprise that he got the call. All right, let's continue on with USC and UCLA and the Big Ten, because it is such a dominant story. We talk about Kevin Durant, you know, demanding to be traded, but, I mean, that's fine. It's just another day in the NBA. This is not another day for the Big Ten or for college football, because this changes really everything. It gives the Big Ten the West Coast presence. That means the Big Ten, you know, you see that great commercial they run showing from Nebraska all the way across the country to New York. Well, now it's going to be Los Angeles all the way across when it's all said and done. The earliest under the grant of rights that USC and UCLA can play is 2024 unless they buy their way out, which I doubt is going to happen. You notice with Texas and Oklahoma, they did not buy their way out. So the contract runs out 2 years from today. 2 years from today, the Pac-12 network contract runs out on June 30th, 2024. On July 1, 2024, USC and UCLA can be a part of the Big Ten, which would be in year two of what will be the new Big Ten contract. The new Big Ten contract goes into a TV contract, goes into play 1 year from tomorrow, July 1, 2023. And again, the earliest, if everything plays out, the earliest USC and UCLA can get out of the grant of rights with the Pac-12 would be 2 years from today. It would be the last day of it. Is that 2 years from today is the last day of the Pac-12 contract. So I hope that answers that question for everybody. The dynamic to me is going to be, how do you manage it? If you were the athletic director at Oregon and Washington, Arizona State, Colorado, Stanford, you don't think those individuals have not been on the phone today? I mean, not with each other, but to the Big Ten saying, if you really want to go big, we are available. My only question beyond 16 in the era of super conferences, and that's what the SEC and the Big Ten will be, and I go back a year ago when Texas and Oklahoma, and they were talking about Kansas and Iowa State, and I was like, remember I said, Kansas and Iowa State? Like, remember I said to you, man, I said, what do they bring? I said, if I'm the Big Ten, I go big. I said, I go to USC and UCLA and say, hey, guys, what do you think? Well, it turned out that evidently USC and UCLA approached the Big Ten. It was USC and UCLA. They approached the Big Ten, according to the stories I'm reading. And by the way, again, full credit to John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News. He is the one that broke this story. You'll have people saying, well, I talked to my sources, and my sources, John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News broke the story. You must give proper attribution. You just can't be one of those individuals that makes it seem like, I got sources. Yeah, sure you do. Yeah, sure you do. Okay, this is John's story. And John's as connected as anybody in the Pac-12, so this is his baby.
And he just tweeted this 10 minutes ago, source, don't assume the Big Ten is done, which we kind of figured.
Right, and this is, again, but this to me now comes down to a management proposition. If I'm sitting in the Big Ten conference room as they discuss this, that would be the one question. Okay, I'm all on board with USC and UCLA at 16, all on board. Now, part of the thought process is, hey, look, you know, for travel, do we bring in more people? I got it. But the travel in the Pac-12 is extensive. I mean, that's from Arizona State up to Washington State. That's a long trip. Right? That's why they block schedule. That's why you notice in basketball in the Pac-12, you notice how, okay, it's our weekend, we're going to go to Washington State, then we're going to go to Washington. Hey, we're going to go to Arizona State and Arizona. That's how they schedule in the Pac-12. Do you add in more so you've got a Western block? But my question would be then to be to everybody, I'm confident we can manage 16 over 25 sports or whatever the number happens to be. But can we manage 20? Then I get this question today. This is the question that always cracks me up. Maybe they'll bring in wrestling. I'm like, oh, do you even think that's part of the conversation here? I mean, really, let's get realistic here. This is a football conversation. Everything else is afterward. Okay? It's not even a men's basketball conversation. It'll eventually be a men's basketball conversation because now it's going to be the SEC, the Big Ten, and, you know, what do you do with the tournament? That will come up at some point. But I, it's always, what about wrestling? I said, what about it? I said, there's nobody in the Big Ten office that says, I don't know. They don't have wrestling. I was like, I don't think so. I don't think that came up at all. This is a football proposition here. And believe me, if you are at Stanford, Cal, Oregon, Washington, Arizona State, Colorado, you're burning the phone here saying, hey, guys, we are available to go to. We think this would be great. Can you blame them? Because without USC and UCLA, especially without USC, but UCLA is, you know, it's important to bring in the partnership. But without USC and UCLA, the Pac-12 was in the same spot the Big 12 was in. Where do you go as the Pac-10 and don't add? Or do you say, I want to stay the Pac-12, and now what are your options? Well, BYU's not an option. They went to the Big 12. Is San Diego State an option? Is Boise State an option? I mean, you're not getting better. I mean, no matter what anybody says, the Big 12 did not get better. They made the best of a bad situation by adding in Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida, and BYU. So the Big 12 made the best of a bad situation, but they didn't make themselves better. I mean, the Big 12 is not perceived as being better with the addition of those four schools. They just made the best of a bad situation. Their TV rights will be $40 million in the last year of the contract that Texas and Oklahoma will be in. My guess is that it'll be probably around $25 to $30 million per school. They'll all lose money. Now, Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF and BYU will all see increases, but the existing eight schools in the Big 12 will see decreases in their TV money. Okay, so if they just made the best of a bad situation. They're not going to get more money out of it. They're going to get less. Okay, Pac-12, they're the next one up on the negotiating table after the Big Ten. All right, what are they going to get? Now, do they have more attractive schools than the Big 12? Yes. I mean, Oregon's more attractive. Arizona State's more attractive. Arizona. Washington's more attractive. Stanford. You know, they've got some schools that are more attractive, but they've lost the bell cow. The Big 12 lost the two bell cows, Texas and Oklahoma. The Pac-12 has lost the bell cow, USC. And they've also lost the second largest market in the country. And again, I always laugh when I hear about, oh, but with streaming, markets aren't as important. Where do you think the people live that stream? For goodness sakes. It's a weird world we live in. All right. But interesting on the timing on Tony Knapp being on the show, huh? Next week. I mean, that was just pure happenstance. Tony has told us repeatedly, USC wanted out. He has said it to us on the air. I want to say the last, what, four or five times we've had Tony on? He has said USC wants out. To the point where he said they might even go independent. Pac-12 officials were quietly putting pressure on USC and UCLA to extend the grant of rights. And they both refused to do it. What does that tell you? And by the way, the Pac-12 network, which was just, I mean, you talk, this is Sandy Barber's last day as Penn State's vice president for collegiate athletics. You talk to Sandy about the Pac-12 contract, the first thing she does is just shake her head. This changes everything for them. Now think of this from the Big Ten Network point of view. If I recall this correctly, when a school joins the Big Ten, like Rutgers and Maryland did, Nebraska, so you got Maryland, New Jersey, and Nebraska entering, and the Big Ten Network, of course, is on in those states, the rate triples. Now, when I mean triples, I think it goes from like 13 cents to 39 cents a subscriber, whatever, but it triples. California has 39.3 million people in it. And now, how many households it has, I don't know. That's Matt's job to look it up while I'm talking. But think of, those are all households. The Big Ten Network's going to get a boom. And let's go back to the part I said to Rich. A lot of people accused ESPN of driving the SEC expansion because they got the exclusive rights to SEC everything, right? Well, Fox has 61% of the Big Ten Network. Fox has been at the negotiating table, and they're going to get the biggest chunk of the Big Ten TV contract. Where's Fox located?
L.A.
Los Angeles.
By the way, 13.1 million households in California.
So that's 13.1 million households in California, just in one state.
Well, somebody just tweeted this out, too, which makes total sense, and I imagine we got to be heading in this direction now, is we're looking at a Fox and ESPN conference.
Well, that's what I just talked about.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that. ESPN was accused of driving the SEC, right, in terms of making this move, that they drove it. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But if that is the case, you can then look at Fox and say, and again, this is something Tony and I have talked about. Now, people have asked about the Rose Bowl. This does open the door for the Rose Bowl in terms of being a part of the college football playoff with, I think, fewer hurdles. All right. Fewer hurdles. And then there's Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried, but
No, Notre Dame's fine. Notre Dame is always going to be Notre Dame. Notre Dame still has the long-term TV contract with NBC. They get a partial contract with the ACC. Now, that as I've pointed out 1,000 times, that contract doesn't really go anywhere for till 2036. It just doesn't go anywhere. But Notre Dame is still Notre Dame, and they're stable. Well, look, the Big Ten could add Notre Dame in the 20s and 30s, and the Big Ten blackballed them. They did. Then, of course, Notre Dame turned down an invitation in 99, as I pointed out in talking with Rich. Does this mean the alliance is over? All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor. That's one of the most affectionate smooches of all time.
Well, again, the biggest question I have is that you get to 16, and I think I've always felt like 16 was the top out number because you need to manage it. Now, obviously, you've got a lot of people involved, so. But you're talking about 24 to 28 sports. That's a lot to manage, and the entire country to manage to make it happen. But for Remember, USC has the freedom to do whatever because USC is a private school. UCLA is a part of the state system, but I know some people said, why not USC and Oregon? No, you want USC and UCLA. You want the two rivals in together. There's a comfort to it. It's huge. Well, Big Ten Media Days became even more interesting.
Just a little bit.
So you think the Alliance? No. No, I think it's gone.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important. And not only that, a fabulous service department to back it all up, making it one-stop vehicle shopping. It is, inspections, routine stuff, like that's so important, by the way. Routine maintenance, oil changes, and the like. And tough. They can take care of the tough stuff, too. Diagnostics and so forth. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Okay, so let's first of all give credit where credit is due for all the way. Everybody's like, my sources tell me. Please, just stop it. John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News is the one that broke this story. And he is connected. He is so connected in the Pac-12. And he is the one, John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News, top shelf Pac-12 reporter. He's the one that broke the story. That's his baby. So USC and UCLA. So what has to happen next? All right, we'll get to the Big 12 here in a moment. The next steps are that USC and UCLA must formally apply for membership in the Big Ten. Now, as of now, they still have not done it to our knowledge, but they're expected to do it either by the end of the day or the end of the week. After they formally apply, the Big Ten would officially add the schools to the league. It would be done by 14-0 votes. That's the way it is. Both schools, once that happens, will then hold press conferences, officially announcing their moves. So that's the timeline as to how it goes. That's at least the order with which it's going to go. The order will be USC and UCLA officially apply to the Big Ten. Got it. As of an hour ago, they still had not done that yet. And it may happen by the end of the day, or it could be by tomorrow. After they apply, the Big Ten would then have to vote. And, of course, they will both be unanimous. It will be 14-0, boom, rubber stamp, go. And then once that happens, both schools would hold a press conference officially announcing their moves. Okay? So that's the order with which it goes. Grant of rights. We talk about this all the time. This is why we talk about all this business stuff all the time. All right? So if you listen to the show for the 10 and a half years we've been on, you know we talk a lot of business. The words grant of rights, this will not be a foreign concept. But essentially, you sign over all your media rights, your national TV media rights to the conference. So the only one that doesn't have it, believe it or not, is the SEC. They don't have a grant of rights. Everybody else does. The Big 12 is the one that started this because, you know, they're looking around here. They're losing Texas A&M. They lost Arkansas. You know, they start losing schools left and right. Missouri. They're like, we got a problem here. And You know, so they lose Texas A&M, they lose Missouri, and they're like, we need a grant of rights. And so they did. They put it in there. Well, the Pac-12's grant of rights run through the end of the TV contract. The Pac-12 officials have been trying to at least push USC in particular in the direction of extending the grant of rights, and they and both USC and UCLA, when they were asked to do it a couple of different times, each time said no. Because they see what's going on. This goes back to what I was saying at right around Memorial Day. I said, if you are USC, you are sitting there. I think the last time we had Tony Knapp on the show, I brought this up. If you're USC, you're sitting there saying, we're getting less TV money than Rutgers? We're getting less TV money than Rutgers. Really? We're getting less TV money than Northwestern? Really? We're USC. And we're getting half? Not just less. You're getting half of what Rutgers is getting. Or about to get. You're getting half, if not more, of what Northwestern's getting. Or about to get. You're sitting there going, what's wrong with this picture? So when they were asked to extend the grant of rights, USC and UCLA both said no. So their grant of rights expires 2 years from today at midnight. So on June 30th, 2024, the grant of rights for USC and UCLA to the Pac-12 expires. And on July 1, 2024, USC and UCLA become Big Ten members. That's how it works. Now, will the Big Ten stop at 16? I don't know. Now, what will the Big 12 do? The Big 12, which is a shell of itself. The Big 12, by the way, has never been aggressive in conference alignment. I mean, look, they poached the American. I mean, they poached the American. That's all they did. And we have Dick in Milton. Hello, Dick. How are you today?
Steve, how are you? I tuned in a little late, and I was listening to this. So what and who precipitated this idea of them joining? Did they ask, or did the Big Ten go after them? What brought this about? And my question to you is, with all these things going on, and Notre Dame playing sports in other conferences, why don't they just get in the Big Ten?
All right, so let's answer both. My understanding is, by all the research I've done today, is that USC and UCLA approached the Big Ten. So they're the ones that approached the Big Ten, and the Big Ten looked around and said, really? And they've been discussing this for weeks, if not months. That probably is what's holding up an announcement of a TV deal, because now this is such a blockbuster, it changes the dynamics. Notre Dame. Notre Dame, of course, the long history of Notre Dame. In the 20s and 30s, the Big Ten blackballed them. The Notre Dame people have never forgotten it. I don't blame them. But in 1999, Jim Delaney went into extensive negotiations with Notre Dame about becoming a member of the Big Ten Conference. And it progressed to the point where they had everything in place, but they needed final approval from the Notre Dame Board of Trustees. And it was in every sport, including football. The Notre Dame Faculty Senate said yes. I mean, they saw all the benefits of being in the Big Ten with all the academic sharing and so forth. So the Notre Dame Faculty Senate said yes, but that's just them saying, hey, this is cool. It's up to the Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees meeting in Dublin that year, ironically, said, no, we're going to keep our independence in football. And the Big Ten was not going to accept Notre Dame as a satellite member in all the other sports because Notre Dame wanted to remain independent in football. Notre Dame had its agreement with the Big East where they had sports absorbed and were independent in football. Then the ACC stepped in, filled the breach. Notre Dame plays five games there. Notre Dame does not want to give up its independence in football, Dick. That's why they are in the spot they are currently in, where they have a really nice contract with NBC, and they are right now contractually obligated to the ACC through 2036. Now, I don't know if they have a grant of rights through 2036. That I don't know, but they're contractually obligated to the ACC through 2036. I hope that answers both questions.
Well, that answers another damn one. I know that they struggle sometimes to find, no, they don't struggle to find football games, obviously, but they're in this league for this. They play lacrosse over here. They play something else over here. And I just never thought it made a lot of sense to me. But I guess the other question, the other thing for me is of course, it's not going to change what they're going to do. But for what basically started, seems like 1,000 years ago, as a Middle American Central USA conference, the Big Ten, they stretched to the Atlantic coast, and now they're going to stretch over almost out to the Pacific coast. And I don't know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to be playing Rutgers and UCLA. I know this day and age people fly easily, but I just don't understand what's going on here, because all this is going to do is the rest of these conferences are going to say, geez, we got to start looking around further. The conferences will be completely different in 5 years.
I agree with you, Dick. I see your point exactly. This is the financial separation between the SEC and the Big Ten is going to be an absolute chasm to the Big 12, the ACC, and the Pac 12. I mean, they're not even going to be in the same.
Washington, Oregon, all those, Stanford, and all those schools out there, they're not going to sit by and say, geez, we just lost our biggest two biggest shareholders in this conference. They're going to do something.
Well, exactly. And you don't think that their athletic directors have not been on the phone today seeing, like, hey, you guys want to go to 20, right? That'd be really neat. You'd like to go to 20, wouldn't you? Hint, hint. I mean, I'm sure that's been happening. If you're George Kliavkov, the commissioner of the Pac-12, now, do you get aggressive and go after other schools? If you're the Big 12, which right now at this hour has a lame duck commissioner, do you look at the Pac-12 schools and try to absorb them? There's just a lot of mystery to this. As does the Big Ten stop at 16? What becomes of Oregon, Oregon State, Washington, Washington State, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, Stanford, and Cal? What becomes of them? And the Big 12's never really been aggressive in expansion. So what's their thought process?
Well, I could see Arizona and Arizona State having as much chance of joining the Big 12, and geographically is playing on the West Coast and up in the upper Northwest.
I think you make a good point. I agree with you.
I mean, realistically, if this is going to happen, I could see Arizona and them playing Texas and Texas A&M hopping over, and or even Colorado or some of those, because it's a hoof to even go from Arizona up to Washington and Washington State. You might as well be just going across New Mexico and playing Texas schools or Oklahoma schools.
You're spot on.
I don't know. As I say, just because I'm not real wild about, I'll use Rutgers and Maryland playing UCLA, and all they're doing is they're just falling further down in the pecking order athletically, especially in football when you start adding UCLA and Southern California.
Yeah, and again, as I point, I don't know, Matt, how many times have I said this on the show, for goodness sakes, where we were talking about the Big Ten TV deal, I said, what's USC thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, Rutgers is getting 2.5 times the TV money we are? Are you kidding me? Really?
It's amazing.
I mean, that's probably what they've been thinking.
Yeah, this came out of from nowhere. I think, as far as maybe you had an inkling of this, but I didn't see this anywhere until a little while ago, and I just looked it up, and there it was.
Well, in terms of inkling of it, a year ago I said if the Big Ten were to expand, you needed to hit a home run. The only home run to me was USC and UCLA. That's exactly what I said a year ago. I said, don't expand to Kansas and Iowa State. They don't bring anything. I mentioned Colorado brings Denver. I said, okay, I'd think about them. I said, but you want to hit a home run with your expansion the way the SEC did with Oklahoma and Texas. Well, when they approach you, which evidently by all reports, starting with John Wilner of San Jose Mercury News, it sounds like USC and UCLA got a hold of the Big Ten and said, hey, I know you're negotiating your TV deal now. How would you like to have us on board? And the Big Ten looked around and said, really? And again, where is Fox located? Fox is located in Los Angeles. Fox has been at the negotiating table with the other networks, helping to lead the negotiations. So Fox has been driving a lot of this engine.
Well, that'll be interesting, I'd say, when it all shakes out. So this would put them up to, what, 14 teams?
16.
16, okay. Well, realistically, then, if they're going to play football, I can't see them not jumping into our sports either then.
You know, I would think the Big Ten has always been an all-sports conference. Yes, Johns Hopkins is in men's lacrosse, but they're in because you just, you know, not everybody plays lacrosse in the Big Ten. Notre Dame's in men's ice hockey because not everybody in the Big Ten plays men's ice hockey. That gives them a seventh team. But any other sport where you have everybody, the Big Ten is always, it's been all in, or you're either all in or all out.
Well, I'm going to leave on this one. Athletically, for the Big Ten, if you're going to add those two, but as far as competitiveness, the team that the Big Ten probably wouldn't want in the most in all sports is Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford's great at almost everything.
If you're going to add those teams there to be competitive, Stanford would be far away in a lot of sports better than almost anybody in the Big Ten as they are right now.
Oh, Stanford would be outstanding in almost every sport. But again, do they bring the financial cachet to the table that two teams in Los Angeles do? And the answer is no.
Probably not.
I mean, believe me, this is a football-only and television market-only discussion. I mean, they're not really discussing any other sports. Everybody else is along for the ride.
Well, that's an interesting concept. All right. We'll probably know before too long.
Yeah, thank you, Dick. So much. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Dick. All right. We'll take a break. Again, do not have the illusion that, like, well, you know, what about this sport, or that's what... No, this is a football discussion. It is a TV discussion. And it's a secondary, like, oh, by the way, what does it do for men's basketball discussion? But it's a football discussion and a TV discussion. Everybody else is along for the ride. And that's the way all expansion has been in college sports. What looked to be a $1 billion TV deal, could it end up being 1.5 per year? Could it be 1.6? If it's 1.6, everybody gets 100 million. Could it be that big because of this? Again, if you're going to expand, everybody, you are now putting two more slices of the pie at the table. So those two additional slices of pie have to bring so much cachet to the table where it makes the pie exponentially bigger. And even with two extra schools, everybody gets larger slices of pie. Okay? That's what USC and UCLA do. That's what Penn State did. When Penn State got there, the pie, you know, I'll never forget the Purdue guys saying, we got a lot more money because you guys came in. Said straight out to me when I was there doing basketball in 96. All right, we'll come back more in a moment. Finish up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right, very quickly, something that's always been important to the Big Ten, and I know Nebraska's trying to get this back, but membership in the AAU, which is a prestigious academic union, USC and UCLA are both AAU members, just so you know. Now, back in March, we all know that the Big Ten is getting $57.2 million per school. The numbers with a 12-team payout for the college football playoffs starting in 25, you know, you have to assume that's a possibility. The current numbers would get to 29 under the model that was put out in March. The SEC would be about 117.8 per school, the Big Ten 101.1. Putting the Big Ten with USC and UCLA, those numbers all change. They all change. Seismic. Last year, we were reacting to Texas and Oklahoma. I said, look, the Big Ten doesn't need to panic. They don't need to just add schools to add schools. Said it over and over again. I said, if you want to do it, I said, go big. I said, get USC. That was just me just talking off the top of my head, but I was looking at the brands out there, and that was the one that, you know, and because I talked to Tony Knopp all the time, who's close with USC, and I knew they wanted out.